everyone, this is ATS member Proto Firefox, and I'd like to welcome you all to my podcast. I finally figured out how you do this after long enough. I swear, thanks to Mr. Whoopi, I got the majority done, but it was still hard. I'm going to look at a post today made by a member called Infinite, who is our subject matter expert. He's got one down saying it's the National Holocaust Day. It's, and I'm going to quote here, "It's a time to remember not just the Jews, Catholics, Freemasons, Gypsies, homosexuals and others that were massacred by the Nazis, but we remember others. We remember the rape of Nanking, in which 300,000 Chinese were butchered by the Japanese during World War II. Remember the hundreds of thousands of Americans and Assyrians who died under the rule of the Ottoman, I believe, Empire. Remember those in Cambodia, Rwanda, Darfur, and the former Yugoslavia." You can really see where he's coming from here, and I strongly advise everyone to read it. It's in the other current events section, and it's called "Today We Remember Them All." And I'm flagging it as we speak. What else is there? I also forgot to mention in my last podcast that I'm a big fan of Warhammer. I don't play it as much anymore, but I do still paint it and model it. I collect High Elves, Wood Elves, Bretonian, Orcs and Goblins, Empire, that's all for fantasy. For 40k I collect Necrons, Lord of the Rings, it's Dwarfs, Uruk-hai and Minas Tirith. I've got quite a good army as you can hear. I also enjoy Airfix, I recently bought a ship. That's going very well at the minute, I'm looking forward to building and modelling that. It's built on the HMS Suffolk, I believe. So that should fill in quite a lot of time doing that. As most people know about me, I'm very fond of the WWE, Raw, SmackDown and even ECW. At a minute in Raw, it's got a very good storyline going involving Jeff Hardy and Randy Orton, which shall be finished tonight at 2 o'clock in the morning, Sky Sports 3. In fact, no, sorry, it's not on Sky Sports 3, it's a pay-per-view, it's on Box Office. It should be very good to hear, and I'm very much looking forward to watching it. That will have the likes of Raw, SmackDown, ECW, Triple H, Randy Orton, Jeff Hardy, they'll all be there. Including the 30 man over the top rope Royal Rumble, which I'm looking very much forward to watching. Today, not much has been happening really. It's not a very nice day outside. ATS seems to be keeping me company all day, to be honest. I was at work yesterday, but I was hearing about the Havant-Waterloo versus Liverpool game, where Havant-Waterloo, a non-league club, was winning 1-0 against Liverpool, a former Champions League winner. Which is just frankly remarkable if you know anything about football. Which I know a little. I like most conspiracies. Majestic 12 is good. Project Serpo, Bluebeam, they're all well really. I'm very much into science, it's a forum I'm at more than any. I like astronomy, black holes, other planets, wormholes, most of that theory. Wormholes tie nicely with what I was next going to say. I like Stargate SG-1 and I also like Stargate Atlantis. I was one of the very few in the world who saw the Stargate movie 1 week before it was officially released. And I'm about to say what happens in it, including the ending. So if you don't want to hear what happens at the end, please turn off your headsets now. That should have given everyone long enough to take them off and change your speed. Basically, SG-1's found on a remote planet looking for the Ark of Truth. If anybody looks into it, they instantly know the truth about their religion, if it's true, if it is a lie, if their god even existed. The SG-1 plan is to make a prior of the Ori look at it, and through their staffs, it will make them all realise the Ori are false gods. But little did the SG-1 team know, the Sangreal that they sent through the Supergate at the end of the last season actually killed all the Ori, and all that is left is Valor's daughter, Adria. Basically, they end up in the lost city of Celestis, I believe it's called. Adria is sitting there, they're having one hell of a big fight in this little room. And then Morgan Le Fay comes in and kills Adria. Just before that happened, Pryor looked into the box, the official Pryor, the one that wore the white robe and was always beside the fires of Celestis. He looked in, and since that, everybody looked in and saw it. And now the Ori have been defeated once and for all. There was a few other bits of news. The Replicators made a short return for about 40 minutes or so. They were rather interesting. They even made a human Replicator. Not the human form Replicator, but a bunch of Replicator blocks formed together to make a human skeleton. It frankly looked like something out of Terminator and was very scary. I seem to be approaching 6 minutes now, and I'm planning on stopping then. So I'd like to wish everyone luck in ATS for the coming week. I hope you have fun. I've finally figured out this podcast. Remember, Proto Firefox, oh.